All right, so ready for a deep dive. We're talking Maluma today.
Maluma.
Yeah. You know, the Colombian reggaeton star.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, he just opened this restaurant, Casa Eterna. It's in Medellin.
Interesting.
And there's like a ton of buzz online.
Really?
Like social media, articles, even like TikTok foodie reviews. Everybody's talking about this fusion of like food fame and Colombian culture. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's fascinating how he's using his platform to, you know, highlight Colombian culture.
Yeah.
And the name itself, Casa Eterna, means eternal house, right?
Right.
So it suggests something more than just a restaurant. It's
yeah.
more of an experience.
Yeah, and like the articles are describing some pretty intentional design choices.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like mountain murals, a giant orchid chandelier wall decorated with those traditional Colombian hats.
Hmm.
They even have bathroom decor that references like the country's history of gold extraction.
That's a lot to take in.
It really is.
It sounds very curated, but I mean, details like that, they're more than just aesthetics, right?
Right.
Like those hats, for example, the sombreros aguadeños, those are those iconic hats from the Colombian Andes.
Oh, wait, right.
So it's connecting to a specific region, a specific craft.
It's getting granular.
Exactly. It's about showcasing, you know, the diversity within Colombian culture.
So it's not just like generic Colombia vibe.
No, not at all.
And then there's the food itself.
Right, the menu.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that.
That's where things get really interesting because you've got like classic Colombian dishes like paella criolla and sudado de pollo right alongside these like modern takes on staples like buñuelos.
Oh, wow.
But then for a twist, they've even got some Mexican-inspired options.
Interesting. A fusion.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Like, they have an arepa taco.
An arepa taco.
Yeah, so it's like that traditional Colombian arepa flatbread, but they give it a Mexican twist.
Got it.
And then there's quesadillas de chorizo, but they use Colombian chorizo, which is pretty different from the Mexican kind.
Right, right. It plays with those familiar ideas, but introduces new flavors.
Exactly. And everybody on TikTok is talking about how surprisingly affordable it is. Like, you can get appetizers there for, like, just over $5.
$5.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal, especially with the, you know, the whole vibe.
Right.
I bet that makes it a lot more inclusive.
Yeah.
Makes the experience more accessible.
More accessible. Yeah.
But, of course, they also cater to, you know, a higher-end clientele.
Yeah.
They have things like a 1,000-gram pecan steak.
Okay. Fancy.
It's a premium cut that goes for over $300.
$300. Wow. Yeah.
But that range from economical to extravagant, it really broadens their appeal.
It does.
You can get pretty much whatever you want there.
It's like, come for the hype, stay for the food, no matter your budget. But beyond all that, like the hype and the prices, what do you make of Maluma's vision here?
Yeah.
Because the articles are suggesting this isn't just like another celebrity cash grab, right?
Yeah. No, he's been pretty vocal about this.
Yeah.
He wanted to create a space that reflected his love for Medellin and for Colombian culture in general.
Yeah.
And he could have opened this, you know, anywhere in the world.
Right.
But he chose to invest in his city.
His city.
Yeah.
That's cool.
To contribute to its progress that resonates with people.
And they're not just talking about it.
No.
They're actually walking the walk.
No, how so?
With all the sustainability efforts, they've got 100% renewable energy, rainwater harvesting, tree planting, prioritizing local ingredients.
Wow.
It's like they're all in.
That's impressive. And especially in the context of Medellin.
I mean,
the city's been working hard to, you know, combat pollution and promote sustainable practices.
Yeah.
So it's a good look.
So it's not just a restaurant.
Right.
It's a reflection of larger trends in Colombia.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
But how does this tie into Maluma's personal brand? Does it make sense for someone who's known for, like, reggaeton hits?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting because he's always incorporated elements of Colombian culture into his music and his style.
Right.
So Casa Eterna, it's almost like an extension of that.
Yeah.
A way to express his heritage on a different platform.
So instead of just singing about Colombian pride, he's like creating a tangible experience of it.
Exactly.
And that actually speaks to a larger trend. Celebrities are blending their personal brand with these really carefully curated dining experiences.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen celebrities launch clothing lines, fragrances, tequila brands.
Right.
But a restaurant, especially one that's so deeply rooted in personal and cultural identity.
Yeah.
That's like the next step.
It is. It makes you wonder if we're going to see more of this.
Yeah. Could this be a new era of celebrity-driven culinary experiences?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tantalizing thought.
Imagine dining at Drake's Jamaican Jerk Chicken Shack or Beyonce's vegan soul food spot.
All right, now hold on. Let's not get too carried away with hypotheticals just yet.
Right, right. We still have a lot more to uncover about Casa Eterna itself.
Absolutely.
But like, just from what we've seen so far, what are your initial impressions?
I think it's more than just a celebrity restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a calculated move to merge personal branding with cultural promotion.
Yeah.
And, you know, the early buzz.
What about it?
It suggests it's working. People are definitely intrigued.
Okay, so we've set the stage, introduced the key players, and tasted the appetizers, so to speak.
The cake.
But now we need to, like, dig a little deeper into the main course, right?
I'm ready.
Explore all the nuances of this fusion of food, fame, and Colombian culture.
Let's do it. There's a lot more to savor here. It's like he's telling a story about Colombia.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond, you know, the usual cliches.
Right, it's not just the, like, beaches and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have amazing coffee there.
Oh, for sure. But there's this effort to show off how diverse Colombian culture really is.
It's like what we talked about with the sombreros aguadeños,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And think about the choice of Medellin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a city with, well, a complicated history.
People think Pablo Escobar, the drug trade, that whole thing.
Right. But in recent years, Medellin has really transformed.
Oh, yeah.
It's become a center for innovation, art, sustainability.
So by opening Casa Eterna there, you think, what, Maluma's trying to, like, challenge those old perceptions?
I think so.
Show a different side of the city?
Yeah, it's like he's reclaiming the narrative, you know?
Look, there's more to this city than its past.
Exactly. There's vibrancy, creativity, this deep-rooted culture.
And he's doing it through food.
Which is so powerful, right?
Yeah, it's like a universal language.
It really is.
It's like, come taste the real Medellin, the one I know. And speaking of taste, what about the music?
Oh, right.
One article mentioned they have a live band.
Makes sense. Music is so central to Colombian culture.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got traditional folk rhythms like cumbia and vallenato, and then modern reggaeton, which Maluma himself is known for.
It's like a whole sensory experience.
Right, like you're stepping into a Colombian fiesta.
I can practically hear the music now.
Yeah.
But let's talk about those dishes.
All right. What are we hungry for?
Well, we've mentioned the arepa taco, the quesadillas de chorizo.
Yes. What else is on the menu?
I'm curious about that paella criolla.
Ah, yes. It's a Colombian twist on the classic Spanish paella.
Okay. What's in it?
Well, usually things like chorizo, chicken, pork, sometimes seafood, all mixed in with rice.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
What about the sudado de pollo?
Oh, that's a traditional Colombian chicken stew. They serve it with rice, plantains, avocado.
My mouth is watering. But remember those TikTok reviews? Mention the prices.
Oh, yeah, the TikTok buzz. What was it? $5 for appetizers?
Yeah, a little over $5. It's a smart strategy.
Makes it accessible to everyone.
Exactly. And honestly, we don't usually think affordable when we think celebrity restaurant.
No, not really.
It's kind of refreshing.
It is. It makes the whole thing feel less exclusive.
Welcoming.
Exactly. But of course, they have options for people who want a more luxurious experience.
Oh, yeah. What, like lobster or something?
They have that 1,000-gram picana steak.
Oh, right. The premium cut.
It goes for like $318. So they really do cater to a wide range.
From casual diners to the high rollers.
Exactly.
Like, come one, come all. We've got something for everyone.
Yeah.
But okay, beyond all the marketing and the pricing and all that, what do you think is driving Maluma here?
I think it's genuine. This desire to share his love for Colombia, for his city.
Yeah.
He wants to showcase the best of everything, the food, the music, the people.
It's like an ambassador program.
In a way, yeah.
But instead of diplomats, it's delicious food and music.
Spreading the message.
And by incorporating the sustainability, it's like he's saying that caring for the environment is part of Colombian culture too.
Right.
Okay, so we've covered the food, music, the vibe, the sustainability, and the prices.
A lot going on.
But what does this all mean for Maluma's career?
Yeah.
His brand, his connection with his fans.
That's where it gets intriguing.
Yeah.
Because Casa Eterna, it's more than just a restaurant.
Okay.
It's a statement about his evolution. As an artist, as an entrepreneur.
Let's explore that.
Yeah.
How does this venture fit into his brand?
Well, you know, celebrities have always done things like merchandise.
Endorsements, yeah.
To expand their brand.
Right. But this is different.
It's not just putting his name on a product.
Okay.
This is creating an experience, mm-hmm. one that reflects his values, his heritage, his personal connection to Colombia.
It's like he's inviting fans into his world.
Exactly. And that creates a deeper engagement.
Beyond just listening to his music.
It's about building a community.
Around a love for Colombian culture.
Exactly.
So it's not just business, it's personal.
Very personal. It's like he's saying, welcome to my casa, mi familia. Let's share a meal, some music, and celebrate.
That's powerful. But could this influence other celebrities?
It could.
Inspire a new wave of, like, culturally driven places.
That's the big question, isn't it?
Could this be the start of a trend?
Imagine dining at Rihanna's Bajan Fish Fry Shack.
Or Idris Elba's Ghanaian Suya Spot.
Now you're making me hungry.
Seriously, though, Casa Eterna could really pave the way.
For other celebrities to do something similar.
Create spaces that celebrate where they're from. Connect with their fans.
In a more meaningful way, exactly.
It's amazing how Maluma's brought together food, fame, and culture in such a successful way.
It really is.
But there's one key ingredient we haven't really talked about.
What's that?
The why. We've talked about what he's doing and how he's doing it, but now we need to figure out why.
Ah, you're right. The deeper motivation.
We've talked about what he's doing and how he's doing it, but now we need to figure out why. What's the deeper motivation?
Yeah, this is where we move beyond, like, business strategy and into something more personal. Legacy, even.
Legacy.
I mean, Maluma's achieved incredible success, and at such a young age.
That's true.
Casa Eterna, it feels like it represents something more, you know?
Yeah, like what?
Grounding himself in his roots, giving back, shaping how his success impacts others.
So it's less about building a brand.
It's about building a legacy.
A legacy. That's interesting. It's like, this restaurant is a statement. Yeah. A declaration.
Exactly. Remember that quote from one of the articles?
Yeah.
He said he wanted Casa Eterna to be, and I'm paraphrasing here, the house of Colombia and its eternal flavors.
Mm.
Powerful stuff.
Eternal flavors. He wants to create something that lasts.
Something that represents the heart of Colombian culture.
It's like he's saying, this is who I am. This is where I come from. This is what I believe in.
And he's not just selling food. Mm-hmm. He's sharing a part of himself.
And that's what people connect with, right? That authenticity.
Exactly. It's what sets Casa Eterna apart.
It's not just another trendy celebrity spot.
It's a destination.
A pilgrimage, almost.
For fans who want that deeper connection.
To Maluma, to his heritage, he's really flipped the script on the whole celebrity fan thing.
How so?
Instead of fans seeking him out, he's inviting them in.
To experience his world.
Exactly. It's a two-way street now.
And that creates a stronger bond.
Artist and fan. It's brilliant.
It is.
And it's not just about the fans either.
Right. What about Medellin?
By investing in his city, he's helping it grow economically.
Supporting businesses, showcasing the culture.
To the whole world.
It's a ripple effect. It shows how celebrities can use their influence for good.
Casa Eterna. It's a perfect example. Yep. Personal success can benefit a whole community.
Absolutely.
So we started by talking about this fusion, right?
Yeah.
Food, fame, Colombian culture.
At Casa Eterna.
We talked strategy, the food, the experience.
Yeah.
But what makes this really stand out?
What is it?
Maluma's personal journey. His values. That desire to leave a mark.
A legacy.
It's not just about fame and fortune. It's about making an impact. Connecting with people. Contributing to something bigger.
Well said. And that's what's so cool about this deep dive, right? Where we went beyond the surface.
We explored those nuances.
And we found out that even a celebrity-owned restaurant can tell a bigger story about culture, identity, connection.
It shows there's always more to discover,
yeah.
More to understand, more to appreciate.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
If you could create your own space, a place that reflected your passions, your values, what would it be? What story would you share?
It's a good question. It makes you think about your own legacy.
Your impact on the world. The ways we connect with each other.
On a deeper level.
Thanks for joining us on this culinary and cultural journey.
It's been fun.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those taste buds tingling.